Data Shows Trump's Glass Half-Full Record on Migration. By Neil Monroe on March 23, 2026. President Donald Trump's policies have reversed illegal migration and nudged down the inflow of legalized migrants, but have not curbed the flood of visa workers, according to data presented by The Washington Post. From January to August 2025, the State Department approved 11% fewer permanent resident and temporary visas compared with the same period a year before, according to State Department data released in early March, the Post reported Monday. Is this better than it was before? Yes. Is it what it should be? No, Rosemary Jenks, founder of the Immigration Accountability Project, told Breitbart News in response to the report, adding, "You know, glass half full." The 11% decline versus 2024 can be viewed as the combination of a national security crackdown on migrants from dangerous cultures and as official support for companies eager to import cheaper workers, Jenks said. The security, vetting and then the travel bans are the reasons that we're seeing this drop, not an effort by the White House to actually reduce the numbers. The donor class is well represented in the Trump administration. And that's why we see the increase in temporary workers. I would love to see the Trump administration have an actual policy of reducing the numbers, but I don't believe that is indicated here. American workers are not being slammed to the same degree that they were under Biden, she explained. Does that mean they're not being slammed? No, they still are. Americans should be making their voices heard with their members of Congress every day, she said. The public needs to be pressuring Congress on H-1B, on all the green card categories, the fact that we still have a diversity visa lottery is just obscene. The Washington Post collected data from the State Department to count the inflow of legalized migrants, students, and temporary workers. The State Department issued about 250,000 fewer visas in the first 8 months of 2025, compared with the same period in 2024, the Washington Post headline said. The data shows a beneficial decline of foreign college students seeking work permits and J-1 cultural exchange visitor workers. It also showed a drop in the inflow of permanent legalized migrants, including chain migration, family preference and diversity visas, migrants who can gain citizenship and eventually vote. But the data showed no drop in the huge inflow of temporary workers for employers. These workers are mostly migrants with temporary H-1B, H-2A, or H-2B visas and work permits. Most of those migrant workers will go home, but a significant share will stay, legally or illegally. The Post reported. Visas for Chinese and Indian nationals fell by about 84,000 compared with the same period in 2024, largely reflecting a drop-off in international students and workers from those countries. Visas for Afghan and Cuban nationals also dropped sharply, reflecting the Trump administration's travel ban, which began in June. Visas also fell by more than 10,000 for citizens of the Philippines and Vietnam. In June, the administration enacted a travel ban on 19 countries, mostly majority Muslim countries and those with a contentious relationship with the United States, such as Cuba. Around that time, the State Department also paused student and exchange visitor visa interviews for 3 weeks, before ordering a vetting of social media accounts for all those seeking visas. The Trump administration is using the power of the federal bureaucracy to grind the system to a halt, at least with respect to the people that are from countries that the administration finds to be disfavorable, said Jorge Lowry, managing director of programs and strategy at the American Immigration Council, a nonprofit that advocates for immigrant rights. The newspaper did not include numbers for B1/B2 visitor and tourist visas, even though many Indians use this visa to legally fly into the United States before illegally taking a job, such as truck drivers. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is withdrawing truck drivers' licenses from 200,000 migrants, prompting protests from Indian drivers in the United States. At desi.junction.indy, March 21, 2027 CDL News Update. Non-domicile 1-465 Exit 4 Truck Pilot Truck Stop Dorotinda. Dorotinda non-domicile CDL Dindi Desi Junction Indy TV 62 Dorotinda Desi Junction Indy TV Dorotinda Dorotinda. Follow us for more latest news from USA. www.desijunctionindy.com TikTok Desi Junction Indy Instagram Desi Junction Indy Facebook Desi Junction Indy. XDesi Junction 93 YouTube Desi Junction Indie TV coming soon in IPTV, Roku TV, and mobile devices. Hashtag Greenwood Hashtag FIP Hashtag California Hashtag Punjabi Original Sound, Desi Junction Indie TV. The Trump administration is miles and miles better than the Biden administration or the Obama administration. But we still have a long way to go, Jenks concluded.